You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three, Mino the Mayor. Jim going off to teach his class at NWTC. Take a look at some of the texts we got here. This is from Vinny. Says, Mino sweats just eating popcorn. I was talking earlier. I had a situation a couple weeks ago. I went to a ribs fest. And I had three platters of ribs.
Oh, my.
And it was
you
super
got the
hot.
Meat sweats, didn't
and
you?
It was just sweat like you can't believe. Yeah. I don't think I was a pretty sight. Michael says, John, they're good for you. Beets are good for you, but moderation is the word for the day. Moderation is Mino's word for the day. And Snarky Brian says, we're talking about family traditions on the 4th. Jason Pierre Paul's family tradition on the 4th was visiting the ER to find his fingers. What's wrong with you, Brian?
That was the... Yeah, I mean, okay, how do you blow your hand off and you're like
starting defensive end for the New York Giants?
Yeah. But you when you saw that, Mino, you laughed really
hard.
I
laughed so hard.
Yeah.
I laughed so hard.
Oh, my.
Oh, that yes,
was,
indeed.
That was a story. That was a
story.
So,
Sean, how you doing, buddy?
We're doing really good,
I was good,
John.
To have you here. Boy, I'll tell you what. You have a lot of events. I give you credit. I mean, you know, you wouldn't think of Marinette being the hub of all these different festivals and great events. But you guys have turned that into a destination in the summer with all of your different events you got going on. Tell me about your latest.
Our latest, which we've done for 13 years, kind of started out hyper-localized, Logging and Heritage Festival.
Well, and that is the heritage of
exactly.
Marinette. Yeah.
So basically speaking back 13 years ago, what the idea was is that Menominee was doing just a fantastic job of 4th of July. So we wanted to kind of etch something a little bit different and do something.
Your own identity, so to speak.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. So we went with the Logging and Heritage Festival, and basically what we started doing and what we've continued to do is we focus on our logging heritage. So we have logging exhibitions. We've got people doing sawing and log rolling, things like that. But we've continually every year added a little bit more. So we've got BMX stunt bikes in the parking lot. And these guys, I mean,
they're amazing.
They're probably 30 feet in the air.
They're amazing.
Letting their bike go.
I know.
And catching it. You know, I mean, if you've ever watched the X Games, that's what these people are. And then, you know, we've got live music. And the one thing that the committee, when they started, my understanding is, because now I've been a part of it for 4 years, but prior to that, this was their focus, is that this was going to be a festival that wasn't going to be expensive, that we were going to keep it as inexpensive as possible. So all the kids' stuff is free.
Awesome.
So, you know, like we've got a ton of jumpers, you know, the big jumper slide, all that stuff. We've also got the bungee jumpers where the kids can jump up and down and do flips. We've got a rock wall that's that climbs.
Did you try it out?
yeah, no.
You want me to?
Yeah, me and you. Okay, we'll race.
We get four. Whoever gets to 5 feet first wins.
Yeah, I don't think that would be a pretty sight.
I don't think so either.
You want to talk about sweating?
Yeah.
and then from there we went. So we've got that. We've got food trucks. But all the kids' stuff, face painting, balloons, you know, sawdust dig, all of those fun things are absolutely free for your kids.
I give you guys credit, man. You want to make sure you get hit every, every level.
Exactly. And then, like I said, live music, we've got, Neon Detour is going to be playing, and then Oz, I can't remember the name of it, but they're an Iron Mountain cover band.
Oh.
Rock and roll band. The Oz the Band.
Okay.
Oz the Band. And And so they'll be ending the night, and then we have a fireworks display.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And when is it all taking place here?
It's July 12th and 13th. So we always go a week after the 4th. So it'll be, what, in a week and a half?
There's not a lot going on the week after the 4th. So you guys got a good spot there.
That's why we chose that, was because and once again, we wanted to be respectful to other areas doing their thing and saying, okay, well, we don't want to take away from your stuff.
Right.
So yeah, it just works out well that it's that week after.
Now, when you guys put together these events, John, and it's all winter type. I mean, people don't realize you're starting probably next year now. And there's so much more pressure and obstacles in putting these things together behind the scenes that people would have any idea, isn't there?
Absolutely. And then on top of it, you know, I mean, I've been in this position for 4 years, so I'm learning the nuance and the rhythms. But, you know, early on, I had no idea. So, you know, I'm kind of just cutting my teeth, kind of going through this stuff. Luckily, we've had some great leadership that has continued to help and to do those things. But yeah, early on, you know, and that's the whole thing, is that these guys, they're talking, like you said. I mean, we'll have a meeting. Our first meeting is always like in November for the following July.
Right.
You know, just to kind of like say, okay, well, where are we?
But I mean, people don't realize how much pressure there's involved in putting these things together.
Oh, and that's the other part. I mean, you know, you have a mayor and a city council who you just always want to do right by them. I mean, nobody says I want to do a bad job, you know? So yeah, you want to put these things together. You want to put them together in a way that really plays towards the customer, it appeals to the people coming to the event.
Well, and people don't want, I hate to say it, but back in my day, it was almost, everything was more of a beer fest.
Yeah.
You know, all the church picnics, people just go there and drink.
Right.
It's not that way anymore.
It totally isn't that way. And, you know, I think to some degree, that's a great, great part of it, is that, yeah, there's a little bit more responsibility involved and you want to say, hey, we want to have fun. We do have, you know, we do have beer tents and we do have things like that. But exactly. I mean, Menominee for years used to have a waterfront festival that was out of this world. It was phenomenal. But because the beer tent was kind of, like you said, the place to go. And I mean, if you've ever been downtown Menominee on First Street, it's not appealing when you go to a beautiful store and there's puke in the front. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what these business
owners.
That's what
they became, and that's what some of those places became.
Exactly.
I know. I mean, you hate to say it, but even church picnics and all things, there were issues at times.
Yeah.
The fireman's picnic years ago.
Remember that one incident in, like, what was it, Greenfield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but that was almost the theme. It's like, let's go there to get drunk.
Yeah.
Type of atmosphere.
Exactly.
And it wasn't family friendly.
No.
And now everything is. I'm glad that's changed.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I know our committee's focus is on, is making that change. So now, you know, we have all those things. We've added one of those, I think they're called henny or henna. It's doing the little dots on your hand and stuff. Okay. It's more like a native tribal look to it.
Okay.
Almost looks like a tattoo, but it's not. Todd, I don't know. Have you ever heard of them? It's like henny or...
Yeah. It's painting on the hands that. Yeah.
And so we've added that this year. So we always try to find something that might be a little bit different than what the normal.
And I will say this, though, too, in regards to those things. And I've had a lot of bar owners. I always joke around, but I want to own a bar and everything. And people are like, you have no idea the things that come, the responsibility aspect of the knuckleheads. How they can ruin an event. And you know what I mean? You know the type. I mean, I'm sure you've had them just like everybody else has, right?
And you want to just kind of laugh. I mean, you know, I literally one time had a guy at a glam band concert in Marinette, okay? And so for some reason, and they had asked somebody to stand in the back to keep people off the speakers and everything. Hey man, can you not sit on their speakers? They're expensive, right?
Exactly.
He looks at me and he gets off it and he's just giving me this eye and takes off his shirt, and I'm like, okay, what does that mean?
Is he throwing down by taking his shirt off?
Would you, Mina, would you throw down with John? I don't think I'd go against that. Would you?
I would run.
I just was like, okay. And I said, listen, I just want you to understand that I work for the city and we got police all around here. I ain't doing anything, but all I have to do is make one phone call.
Yeah. But why is that? You always, because even Dennis has told me, we could talk about this with Dennis when he comes on this week. He's told me that he's had to like kick guys in the face because guys be reaching up at some of the people and he's had to like kick them in the face.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, it's a shame that like, that there's some people that they take that fun to another level and they then feel like they've been challenged.
Yeah.
And you're like, listen, I'm not trying to challenge you. Have a great time. I want you to have fun.
Right.
I just want everything to be safe while we're, because like you said, the responsibility behind it, you know, it's never the person. It's just like in sports, right? It's not the guy who threw the first punch.
It's the second guy.
It's the second guy. It's the guy who catches it. And you know, and that's what they don't understand is that, no, we don't think you're going to get hurt. We're worried about this person over here who's going to get hurt.
Where do you get your security from, Sean?
The Marinette Police Department.
Oh, they handle everything?
Yeah, they handle everything. So they'll just, we'll just, you know, have them, you know, parading around the area and making sure that they just kind of keep an eye on
stuff. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do it then. Because, you know, sometimes some of these private security things, you can get some hotheads too.
And that's what I was
saying. Because I've seen that.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I will say that both our captain and our chief of police, these guys are really good guys. I mean, neither one I'd want to tussle with. But especially the chief, he's like his son is a power lifter. I mean, his son's like 16, but you know, but yeah, they firmly talk with their officers I don't mean firmly, but I mean, they just give great direction. They give great direction.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's very cool. Yeah. Well, good. Well, okay. We're going to keep you hanging around. Is that okay?
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about that. Actually, we'll keep you around when Dana's here if you want. She's a Northeast brand ambassador for the Cross Distilling Stubborn Brothers Brewery. They turn out some amazing product that they have right next door here at the market.
Oh, wow.
And she's great. She's a great friend of ours, great friend of the program. So we're really happy to have her in. So we'll be doing that. We'll talk some more about all your great things going on at Marinette with the Heritage Fest and everything, and we're going to send it to a quick break.
Oh, you got 2 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misread that. I thought, you're dark back there. It's hard to see you today.
Todd, you're dark.
No.
You're in a dark place, aren't you?
So I have to ask you, did you replace the thing that me and my granddaughters may have broken?
No.
No?
No. No.
What did you break?
Well, we wanted to take a picture on the logging
on the
horses.
Did he break something?
Well, they're plastic, and it kind of came off the mount when we climbed up.
You know, because once again, we got to climb up.
Well, she wanted a picture, and Grandpa was going to show that he's still athletic by climbing up with her, that he could handle that.
You're like,
you should put a sign up there or something, Sean.
Yeah, because people
ironically,
don't know.
Sean went on another radio show and said, "Let me tell you about this guy who."
So I'm just trying to help. Stay off the animals.
Stay off the animals.
All right, quick break. Back after this.
I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried. Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Had to step out, go teach his class. But you know what? We're capably filled with the energy And I was entertaining Sean Katzbeck, Director of Tourism, City of Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival, coming up.
Yeah, we're going to have a great festival. On Saturday, we also have a 5K run walk.
Oh.
And we have people dressed up as loggers, which is really cool. Yeah, we give away prizes for the best dressed.
Hey, I got to tell you, you want to talk about it? You know, I come from an area where it was underground iron ore mining, which was a tough job and everything.
Absolutely.
But then in the other areas around the UP and Northeast Wisconsin, those loggers, I was talking to somebody who, when he was a kid, like worked in the logging camps in the summer. He'd wash their clothes and do it. He said, you want to talk about a tough breed of individuals?
I've got a friend who he's got to be at least second, but maybe third generation.
Okay.
I've never saw a guy work as hard in my entire life. Yeah. I would never in my life work that hard, John. I can't even imagine it. And he does it 7 days a week. He actually won a bid for the city that was like 50 trees that he had to cut down because they had the
disease. Ash borer.
Ash borer. So on one street, he had to cut them down, and he had 3 days.
Wow.
And he's like, yeah, I can do it. Yeah. I'm like, dude, are you crazy?
It's just in the genes or something after a while. But what a tough life that was for those guys.
And you think about back when, at least now there's the technology really hasn't changed because it's chainsaws and it's always been chainsaws. But back in the day, you were using the two-man.
Okay, so there's a weird thing happening. You know, Isle Royal is that island off the UP, between Canada and the UP, so to speak. And they had a terrible thing happen there last month. Todd, have you been following that? With the, they think it was a murder-suicide?
A little bit, yep.
Yeah, two of the park rangers had to hike 11 miles overnight to get to this campsite. That's how remote it was.
Wow.
And they found what and the FBI is involved. It's been unbelievably quiet where they won't come out with any information, but they believe it was a father-son murder-suicide.
Oh, wow.
Okay? And it's like, oh, my God, at this most, gorgeous place and, you know. But then the Detroit Free Press, I think it was, did a story on the history of that island.
Yeah.
And it talked about when they still find graves, from like these loggers who were worked there. And they would just die and they just bury them and put up like a little wooden thing or maybe a stone. And they would move on.
Wow.
Because there was no way to get them off the island in time for any medical help.
Sure.
So they'd pop up. They still find these graves on the island because these loggers that probably came from Sweden or Finland someplace like that.
Yep.
And then they would just die and that's it.
That was
their life.
And
what you guys are celebrating is a really cool aspect of Northeast Wisconsin.
Well, it really is, because another part of it that I think people tend to forget, just because of how technology has moved so fast, is 100 years ago, 150 years ago, which isn't crazy long ago, that was the staple of how we built buildings, how we did things. We really were not a steel until, the 1900s is when that started to move over. But in the 1800s, and so when you think of our area, think of how strategically placed, Marinette, Green Bay, all that. You can ride down the bay. You can then go out to Lake Michigan. You can go down to Chicago. And from Chicago, you could go to anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And down in Oshkosh, of course, all the wood down there, the doors that were created and all that. I mean, right off the Fox down Lake Winnebago.
Well, your mom worked for one of the places.
She worked for Buckstaff for a long time.
I didn't realize Oshkosh had been like, and it's kind of funny because like some of the white pine was taken from the UP and then floated down and everything and a whole bunch more from your area up there. Then we'd go to Oshkosh, then it would get milled. And then so every place, it seems like that's how they grew. But it's kind of ironic, though. It's like, okay, so you got Oshkosh with all that, and then it's also beer capital of, like, Northeast. But you know what I mean? It's the Germans that came over to work with the woods and do those things. But it's so funny. You wonder sometimes. I love history. Just love history. Yeah. Fascinated by how towns became who they are. And it's funny how one thing got it started, and that branched out to this and this and that. And I love it when I like what you guys are doing. In Manitowoc County, their areas do this too. They really honor what made them.
Yeah, and that's the idea behind it, is to remember that. Because, John, I don't know, once again, a lot of people don't know this. at that point in history, Marinette was the third largest city in the state.
Wow, I did not know
it was its population. It was the third largest in the state. Menominee, which obviously we're at a cross, and yeah. You know, so let's just say the Marinette region. But number one exporter of wood in the world
did
was
not
coming
know that.
Out of Menominee, Michigan.
But I believe it.
So I mean, it's
yeah,
just,
it's a know, great heritage yeah, we
yeah,
have here.
Yeah,
and so, it's fun that you guys still honor that.
Yeah. So July 12th and 13th, we're going to be doing this. Opens at noon. The actual fairgrounds open at noon. Food trucks, free for kids as far as all of the activities for jumpers and all that stuff. And then live music, fireworks, BMX acrobats. It's a great way to spend a day inexpensively and just enjoy.
Do people buy tickets at the door, at the gate?
No, it's free to come in.
Everything is free.
Everything
is free.
I mean,
other than the food and everything, but there's no entrance fee whatsoever.
No entrance fee whatsoever.
No parking fees?
No parking fees, no nada. It is a great, great way to spend a Saturday. You know, it's 45 minutes away from here, so come on down.
Are the Navy guys going to be walking around in
yeah,
there?
Okay. Yep, they sure will.
No, Mino won't go.
No.
Because they'll make him look bad, right?
You want to see women swoon? Like, legitimately swoon? When the guys that do the flyover at the Packer games yeah. come walking by in their flight suits? Yeah. You're an old Air Force guy. What is it about that? Women swoon. Grown women.
Chicks dig aviators, man.
Get that on a t-shirt.
There you go.
Fly Sean, high. You're the greatest. We got to set her a break. Back after this. She's somebody's baby. All the guys on the corner stand back and let her walk on by. She's got to be somebody's baby. She must be somebody's baby. She's got to be somebody's baby. From local stories to local voices, we're shining a spotlight on what matters right here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's more than just talk. It's about connecting with the community. This is Mino and the Mayor. Now, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt. Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Danny, you can put your headphones on.
Oh.
Special awesome. Thanks to Sean Katzbeck, Director of Tourism, City of Marinette. Go ahead, Todd. Oh, I think you're saying something. We've got a very special guest right now. Dana, I can never pronounce your name, so go ahead and pronounce it for me.
Well, the Polish version would be right. Pavelczyk, but Pavelczyk. Most people know me as Powelczyk.
Powelczyk.
Yes.
All right, very cool. Yes. Northeast brand ambassador for lacrosse, distributing Stubborn Brothers Brewery. We'll all get to that. But Todd, listen to me.
Hang on here. I'm trying to chat with, what are you trying to do?
I was just telling you, I like covered her when she was with the All-American, or not All-American.
Oh, yeah, you can say All-American.
The state championship Ashwaubenon Jaguars yeah. softball team.
Wow. Oh, I know.
I used to cover her games. Right?
Yeah.
And that's how you guys kind of met, or what?
Well, not really. I think that was in a bar.
Exactly. But we kind of realized through
But I've known her since she was like 16.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
her son is here who's 16.
Gonna be.
Yeah.
Couple weeks.
Small world how it turns.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, get back to Sean there.
Sorry. And you knew my grandfather's story.
Well,
so.
He's in my book.
And I have that book. Still.
Tell a story about that.
So my grandfather was a prisoner of war in World War II, and I have this book, and actually John signed the cover and everything, and it was really cool and amazing, and he's got an amazing story, and you know that.
It's an amazing story.
I grew up as a child with him coming to schools and discussing everything and telling his story, which is just...
Tell his name.
Sylvester Karch.
Cy Karch.
Cy. Sil. Yeah. He was the coolest cat, really.
He was awesome. I remember every time yeah. I go interview him, I told you this story. I couldn't leave until I had a banana split.
No. Or in like malted milk.
Every single time.
Or an old fashioned. Depending on the time.
But what a great, just one of those old school, good Northeast Wisconsin guys.
Yep. It was great. And then my grandmother was Ellie.
Yes.
And they were just a cool little pair. They came from Chicago. And so anyway, long story short, you wrote this, cool book. And my grandfather's.
I was in Frontlines, my first one.
Yeah.
One of the last times I was with him was, I'll never forget this, the Memorial Day celebration at Pulaski High School.
Sure.
When he and I both spoke. And he was honored. And I remember such a hot day. Pulaski always wears those big, thick uniforms, it seems like, for their band. And, like, a couple of kids dropped and everything like that. But
yeah.
They still invited me over to the house afterwards for,
oh, of course,
for a little beverage.
Yeah.
And, I think I still got the, from the Pulaski Times or something, the article about picture of me, him, and your grandma together.
It's so cool. It's so cool. And then both my parents, you know, went to Pulaski High School back in the day. And so, it's just a small world.
Yeah. And then they became your heated rival in softball.
Oh, I know. Well, not too much. We always.
Oh, wow.
Just kidding, Pulaski. We love you.
Well, Dana, tell everybody what you do.
Yeah. So I currently work for two companies, actually. Kind of a cool little thing how they put the two companies together for me to represent. So I do brand ambassador work for La Crosse Distilling.
Okay, can I just say one thing?
Yeah. Are you like, what is that?
No, because my daughter does that.
Oh.
Daughter has a great, both daughters, I believe. That's okay. What they do. And I always say marketing. How's that marketing work? I don't know. We're not in marketing. I'm like, I think it's branding, Dad. There's a big difference.
Yes,
it's like
building a brand.
I don't know what the difference is, but so
it's
when you say
that,
it's
kind of in the same pool, right? It's kind of in the same pool. So basically, for Stubmer Brothers Brewery, and it's great because they're right in Shawano, and then La Crosse Distilling. So I have a huge passion for supporting local.
Right.
So essentially, I kind of cover or like help accounts. Get our brand in restaurants, bars, and the retail stores. And I just kind of do fun events and things like that to help promote the brand, essentially for our local spirits out of La Crosse and then the local beer out of Shawano.
If you ever want to move and spend a lot more for rent, talk to my daughter, help you get a job with her. She works out of New York City. Last week, she had to do a thing in the Hamptons for a wine company.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And I said, oh, my God, that's so cool. She goes, but, Dad, do you have any idea how expensive? We have to get an Airbnb and share it because it's so expensive. So it's like, you've got such a dream job, Lindsay, and you know what I mean?
I know. It's the most fun work, though, ever.
It seems like.
I'm like, what is so hard about, like, I'm going into bars and restaurants during the day. I'm like, hey, and then you have lunch and maybe have a cocktail, maybe don't, just to kind of, it's all relationship building, right, in this kind
of
work.
I do that. I don't even get paid for it.
Exactly. So it's been great, and, you know, with the distillery, it's great because we actually, all of our grains and everything are from our local farmers.
Talk about that. That's one reason I wanted to have you on, because when we had, Todd, when we did the Brewfest, or we did our contest.
Yep.
What was the name of it?
Craft Pick.
Yes.
Top Craft Pick. Yes.
I always thought it was really interesting. Like, I remember the guy from Fond du Lac and other ones where it's like the water they use is from, like, on their property.
Oh, yeah.
The things they grow goes right into their things. And that's becoming the cool thing now.
It's cool.
So that's one reason I really want to get you on here.
Yeah.
Explain that, what your company is that you're branding for, how they use local products.
Sure. So the distillery, it'll be 7 years in August that we opened. And so it's kind of this whole big concept of, in La Crosse in general, that's the glaciers essentially didn't touch that whole area.
Absolutely.
So you've got this most amazing organic farming right in our backyard.
You're
so there's a few owners, a couple Green Bay guys actually, a couple La Crosse guys got together and they're like, hey, let's have this great passion and approach for using our local farmers, supporting local, growing right in our own backyards. So the distillery, there's a few farmers. One of the farmers is actually out near Holman. So he's about 7-8 miles away. So everything from our corn down to our corn for our bourbon is actually coming like miles.
Isn't
from
that amazing?
The distillery. It's amazing, honestly. And I have a big passion just for farming and eating as pure as we can and supporting our local
neighbors. I know
neighbors.
Organic is such a cheesy word, but it's true.
It's so true. We are organic. You know, it took our farmer, I think, 3 years at least to fully, you know, go without any spray and pesticides. And it's all open pollination. And it's a really cool process. And not only is the process of what we do amazing, the relationships with the farmers is what I love the most. Like, we know them personally, their families, they're hardworking, and it's a big full circle. At the distillery, he actually comes back a few times a week and will take all that spent grain, and that goes back to feed for his livestock, goes back to the crops. It's such a full circle thing, and it's just cool to see. And
that's fantastic.
I'm proud to support that.
I mean, that's what's so cool about this. There's all this company out of St. Louis is coming up here and trying to sell their stuff. This is all right here.
It's
that's
in our backyard.
Right here.
It's like, hey, Wisconsin, you know? And so for the last 3 years, we were the official local vodka of the Packers. So that was a huge thing that, you know, we did and was a part of. And so.
Well, that's the thing, though, too. You know, it's really cool. I mean, some people were very adventurous maybe 20 years ago. Like, I remember doing a story when I was in TV on a small place in Krakow, and they were making their own.
That's where my dad's from.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he was telling me the hoops they had to jump through back in those days because the state wasn't quite ready for small town independent, you know, producers. Yeah. But now I think they've seen, well, these people are really quality people and really put a lot of pride in what they're turning out.
Sure.
Wouldn't you feel that way too?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And kind of just turning a little page too with Stubborn Brothers. It was this really cool, I used to work for the distributor, right? So now I work directly for the supplier.
Right.
You know, it kind of goes down the chain that way. As far as, you know, distributing, you can sell, or I can't actually sell our products. I'm just there to promote. But Stubborn Brothers, the owner there and then the owner at the distillery kind of got together and said, hey, let's split one rep and then she can cover and do both. So Stubborn Brothers is also great. They're right in Shawano, make amazing products. And, you know, came from farming. Their family is original farmers from Clintonville. And so it's really cool. It's always just family owned businesses that I am just like proud to stand behind and be a part of.
If only you had some personality.
I know, right?
If you only had some
I know. I know. I'm kind of a dud.
I just have to pull it out of you.
I know. But it's been great. And at the end of the day, right? I don't look at my job as like, I'm not in sales. I'm in the business of people, right? I mean, I think regardless what you stand behind, it's people first, product second.
Right. But when you got into this business at first, did you think to yourself, oh man, this is out of my wheelhouse a little bit. How can I do it? But like you said, you don't have to be a mixologist who knows all that stuff. You just have to be passionate about what you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I tell people that all the time.
Yeah, you just have to care and love it. But I did come from the service industry.
I know that.
Yeah.
I
taught you how to make an old fashioned, remember?
You did.
So I kind of came from it.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
How did he do? Let me just put that right out there. How did he do making it?
He put me to shame. I feel like any event I do, you want to come?
Yes.
John?
Should you Everyone. Just... Everyone.
Wait a minute. Are you being serious about this?
It was actually kind of amazing. He filled the cocktail like to the brim though. It was amazing.
A lot of fun. We got to do more of those.
So much fun. And I was
it's a video we did together.
It was a video and it was so organic. And that's what's so cool about all this. We totally winged it. It was like we knew each other for 25 years.
But the history of the old fashioned that you told was fascinating.
We got time.
We got 3 minutes. And then we're going to take it to a break. Then we're going to have more. But 3 minutes. Tell the history of the old fashioned.
I knew this was going to come up. I should have brushed up on my Google skills. Just kidding. So essentially, the old fashioned is huge, especially in Wisconsin, right? Yep.
And like I said, before I moved to Wisconsin, I'd never heard of old fashioned.
And we have a different version, right, of our old fashioned. It's the Wisconsin version. We add soda. We add a wash,
right.
You know, essentially. You go out of state and they're like, what is this old fashioned you speak of? You want a Manhattan is what you're looking for. So essentially, way back in the day during Prohibition where, you know, distillers were shutting down. There's a lot of things made with neutral grain spirits. The great bartenders were leaving the country, essentially. So the spirits and the alcohol was so poor quality.
Right.
So they had to make it palatable for people. So that's why how the cocktail essentially kind of started. And so the basis for a cocktail was your sugar, your bitters, and your spirit. And so old fashioned just means this is the old fashioned way of the original cocktail that was made. So it's just kind of this old school
because
category.
Because it had a good flavor.
Because it just had these like few basic
components,
I guess, to it. And
so
that's
saying it sounded like the old fashioned way that we used to have
drinks. The old fashioned way of making a cocktail.
Right.
And here today, it's like one of the most mainstream.
Is that
so
cool?
Did you actually muddle in all that?
Oh, yeah.
He's
muddling. A muddler?
He is a muddler.
Like nobody.
I know he's a muddler, but that's in different terms. I've listened to his show for many years.
But yeah, so it was a ton of fun, and I'm just happy to be here to even talk life.
Wow. You know, it's funny you say that, though, because my family grew up with, during Prohibition, with grappa.
Okay.
Do you guys have grappa?
We don't.
No, okay.
Yes.
But anyway, it was so bad. It was so harsh that they would put a piece of lemon in the thing. Just one or two pieces of lemon in the bottle.
Oh.
And let that just give it some kind of cutting.
So we have one of our spirits at the distillery. It's called our Downtown Tootaloo Rock and Rye.
Okay.
It's a really popular spirit. It has a profile of an old fashioned. Way back in the day, rock and rye is kind of one of these old school categories of flavored whiskey. There's tons of flavored whiskey now. But way back in the day when the whiskey quality was so poor, they had to put rock candy. So pharmacists were putting rock candy into the whiskey. That's what sweetened it up. So now today we have this really cool category that we make one of ours. Well, we use crystallized honey as our sugar source, lemon, cranberries, and that just kind of macerates on top of the spirit. And essentially you have a better, palatable, approachable whiskey.
Right. Wow.
Is it wrong for me blown. At 8:47 in the morning to want something?
No!
Right now?
I
walked in and I thought,
way.
I should have had these prepped to go.
I'm thinking the exact same way.
Okay,
here,
she's coming back next week.
I'll be a regular. where do I sign?
Bring it on. Bring it on. This is great stuff. One last quick thing before we sit a quick break as far as with this business, though. You know, years ago, we used to talk about the old school kind of things and whatever. There's a young breed of people that pay respect and homage to those that got them here, but now have their new ideas and marketing ideas. Yeah. It's a real nice little combination of the two, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
So we're going to be sending it a quick break. Okay. Dana, pronounce your last name again, both the Polish version and the American version.
Yeah, Dana, Polish version, Pawelczyk with a V. Or Dana, American version, Pawelczyk.
Pawelczyk. You know, does it depend on who you're talking to at the time?
It does.
I remember the Lions' old football coach, Wayne Fonts.
Okay.
Who people used to say I looked like, which wasn't a compliment. But anyway.
No, it wasn't. It was not.
But one of the sports writers from Detroit I was talking to, he goes, well, he's Wayne Fonts to the media, but when he's out at the bars at night chasing women, it's Fontaine.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Quick break. Back with more Dana right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey.
That's for you, Dana.
Oh,
Dana.
Sunshine and whiskey.
Dana Polachewski.
Oh, I could be Polachewski.
I'm throwing the Esky in part.
Yeah, let's do Polachewski.
Hey, I got to be honest. I'm really impressed with your son over here.
He's the best. Yeah, my son Penn's here today kind of listening in.
Wow.
He's a cool dude.
High school wrestler, high school rugby, high school football. How do you handle it all?
It's kind of just a lot of work. I mean, it's like an outlet, you know what I'm saying? It's like everything that's going on, I can just go do my sport and I'll hit somebody.
That's cool, man. Good for you. Did she ever talk about her glory days in high school?
All the time. That's all she talks about.
Ever.
It's all the time.
Oh, my God.
It's like, okay, well, Penn, you did this, but when I was in high school.
All right. Easy.
When I was a Jaguar.
Those were the glory days. They were the best. Like, I loved high school. You know, I loved those times. Those were the best times.
We were talking about teams that were good. I remember the two pitchers. We've talked about that. Kaplis?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're my family. So I'm related.
Right. Yep. That's what I mean. But
yeah,
they
Bobby,
were really
Bobby
good.
Bobby Joe and Bailey Joe.
Yes. You remember?
Hi, girls.
There you go. Very nice. But you guys had a reign.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were a few years older than us, but we kept that
track going.
I mean, and I'm just going to, you know, give a little props to our coaches back in the day, Phil Adam and
Phil.
Larry Apps. Larry Apps was our pitching coach. And
Larry, do you know how good of a pitcher he was?
I sure do.
Okay.
I had to catch for him so many times.
I played against him one time.
Did you?
In the Rhinelander softball tournament.
Rhinelander.
Remember that? The Hodeg.
Oh, the Hodeg for sure. That's
and,
a great little town.
He was a pitcher, I want to say, for Tommy's Angels.
Okay.
And he was incredible.
That guy can make a ball jump.
It was incredible. And then I went to Arizona State.
Okay.
Okay. After junior college, went to Arizona State. And they had the world championship, a fast pitch softball down there. And who was like the star pitcher of the world championship?
Yeah, Larry.
Was Larry Apps.
Yeah.
Wasn't that something?
He's
incredible. Was your, you know, assistant coach type thing. But he was worldwide known.
Yeah. We're blessed. And, you know, as a high school kid, I don't think you really understand that.
Right.
Looking back now, I'm like, wow, that's such a cool opportunity that we got to work with two of the best coaches. And that's why I'm going to put a little plug. We were good bunters because we had to practice against Larry.
I remember that.
So he would pitch to us and you'd put your bat out and you're like, oh my gosh, that ball can fly.
Didn't he have a little mound at his home or something? Would he give lessons?
I'm not sure. I don't know there, but as far as me being a catcher for so many years,
right.
Phil Adam was amazing. Love the guy, but I spent most of my time with Larry.
Can we compare fingers?
What do you mean?
Every catcher I know, fast pitch, has a broken finger like mine that never healed.
No, I don't.
You don't have, okay.
I don't, but I've had all sorts of weird finger, hand, of my knees, everything, but it's all worth it. Those were the times of my life as far as sports and the friendships I still have. I would say like our starting nine on that infield are still the girls that I see today in each other's weddings. I mean, two of my best friends, I was just at Shawna Lake over the weekend, Stacy and Jenny, and we, these are girls who've been in my life forever. And me and Jenny always talk about it because we used to pick people off at third base. Not everybody does that.
Did you have a sign?
What's that?
Do you have a secret sign when you're going
to
be throwing?
Yeah, it was just my eye contact. We knew. Yeah. We knew. And it was a little risky to be in a state tournament and have the third base girl leading off. And I looked at Jenny. I'm like, we're going to get her. She's off a little too far.
I love it. That's fantastic. Yeah. This is great stuff. Well, Dana, give yourself a plug one more time in your companies for what you do. And
yeah. Again, so kind of do a brand ambassador work for Stubborn Brothers Beer in Shawna. If you guys have not had... Aaron is the head. He's the owner there and in the brewer. And Drop Top, try it, buy it. It's the best.
Drop Top.
Yeah, it's actually made with Sun Drop Soda. So it's a rambler style.
Oh, no kidding.
So,
well, of course, it's Shawna, then.
Of course. And so it's just like you go in many bars in the area and you're like, Drop Top's on tap. And
Drop Top. I got to try that.
It's a patio pounder. It's really great. So, and again, Aaron and his whole family
patio
business.
Patio pounder.
I know.
Yeah, she's patio got all these pounder.
Terms. I know. I love
it's like
this.
I know what I'm doing.
I'm getting an education here.
So he's great. His wife's great. Their family's great. Again, family-owned, family business. And then again, La Crosse Distilling, local, organic, farmer-forward approach. Great people. I love my job because I love who I work for.
Give me a good summer drink sitting back in the patio.
Give us a patio pounder.
Patio pounder.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Like a nice sipping whiskey or something.
Oh, see, if you're talking patio pounder for me, it's our gin or vodka all day long.
Okay.
And people, you know, gin is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, and I want people to
see,
just...
to me, that's an old guy. Jim always talks about his dad
used to
drink.
So we have an
American-style
gin. It's not this, like, chewing on a pine cone type of gin. So
and
our
that's
gin,
what you don't like
that's
about
That's exactly
it, right?
Yeah. It's like taking a bunch of air fresheners from your car and grinding them up.
After I'm done here, I'm bringing that bottle in, and we're going to... Sample.
Okay.
And you have for you too.
Sorry, do you have a problem?
Sorry, Jim. Sorry you weren't here for this.
Hey, just our buddy Knob
just
said Drop Top is the crack cocaine of craft brewers.
It's true. It's true. And then not only was Drop Top so big, Aaron then realized how big it was getting. So he partnered with Jolly Good. So our newer collab has been called, it's our Jolly Beer Orange Creamsicle, and that's made with Jolly Good Orange. It's
Well, those
and
are
that sounds good.
Those are real summer beers.
That's a patio pounder. As far as a good thing on the patio, I mean, any kind of summer hummer or a vodka lemonade or, you know, gimlets. Like, I'm all about the lighter style, but we have an amazing bourbon. Our bourbon is made with, like, red corn. It's this ancient heirloom varietal. It's a really cool style. And everything is actually... in our open air drive, like barn up
so
in La Crosse. So
like
you can go up to La Crosse and
$1,800 bottles of
it's
bourbon.
It's not. It's maybe $50 on the shelf, and pretty much all the local places here have it. And
you know, I was asked to join a bourbon club, and I don't know enough about it. I mean, it'd be fun to just sample.
Start drinking.
Has that become a big deal?
It is. The bourbon clubs, and I mean, you know, obviously we don't do tequila, and let me explain why. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh. Tequila, it's like, well, we grow everything here. So
right. You don't
because
grow
we don't have agave.
Guava.
You know?
Right? How do you pronounce guava?
It's agave.
Agave.
Agave. Because we don't live in Mexico, we can't do that.
What?
Guava.
Hey.
What is guava? That's
a fruit.
That's a fruit. But close.
That was so
agave,
close. It's unbelievable.
Guava.
No, that's as close.
You can't give him credit like that because he will take all of it and then some.
Wow.
But it was really close, though.
She knows.
Todd, you have to do this in front of company.
Especially her.
But so we have this really crazy other whiskey that tastes like a tequila. That's really cool. So
can we bring her back sometime?
Yes. I hope so.
Yes.
Did I make the cut?
You made the cut.
Awesome. This is my debut, man. This is my break.
First cut.
You could do a podcast called the Patio Pounder Podcast.
Yes! Can I do
patio,
it with you?
Pawelchik's Patio Pounder
Pawelchik's
Podcast.
Pawelchik's Patio. Oh, man.
Oh, my
Quadruple
God.
Quadruple P.
Right here.
Yes!
We're doing it right in this studio.
Four P's.
Deal. What's your son's name again?
This is Penn.
Penn, really look forward to watching you this season.
Thank you.
Football, rugby.
Wrestling.
God bless you, man. Thank you so much, Dan.
And
it's
thank
awesome
you guys.
Seeing you.
It's great to see you, too.
Bye.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.